Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And we come to the last day of our juicing week. I want to give a special thanks to Nurse Kano. Thank you so much for your help in helping to keep us all healthy, but more importantly, for caring so much about utilizing our harvest here in the valley. We've come to the last of our recipes. So my very last recipe for you today is a fun one, one I've made many a times at many restaurants, and it's always a number one hit. We're pairing that with the energy juice. We all need energy. How many times do we feel like we need to take one of those energy boosters or energy shots? Why not do it the right and healthy way? Let's get started. What we will need is one small beet cleaned, half an apple, half an orange, two handfuls of spinach, to taste some chia seeds, half a cup of carrots, water and ice to taste because everybody has a different preference for drinking their juice. I've decided to pair the energy juice with my Southwestern Gremolata grilled swordfish. This is such a fun and easy recipe, and it really gets everybody involved because you get to go out and we get to turn the grills on, or if we don't have a grill, you could do this in a pan. I just recommend that you use a nonstick pan because the Gremolata does tend to come off. So if you can get a grill, that's better. If not, we can make it happen. 2 tablespoons of garlic olive oil. I prefer Rosenthal Olive Ranch because I absolutely love and adore their products. 1 tablespoon of lemon zest. 1 tablespoon of fresh garlic. 1 tablespoon of fresh cilantro. 1 tablespoon of small diced onion. Any onion works. I prefer purple onion for this recipe. I just love the flavor of purple onions with this. 1/2 tablespoon of chili flakes. What we'll do is we'll mix all that in a bowl. And when we do our zesting, when we do everything, we want to do it as nice and as neat as possible because a Gremolata, what makes it so special, it's something so simple, but it's done right. And that's why people love this. And then what I like to do is I like to just grab it into my hands, rub it all over my swordfish steaks. I like to turn my heat on my grill on very high because it doesn't take long to cook swordfish. And swordfish is one of those fish that has a very meaty taste to it. It's a very good steak fish. I let it cook for about 4 minutes on each side. And what do you know? We're done. For this and many more of my recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. As always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef with Agnet West.